I want to learn with the Lashon Rabbi. And so then she gets to give the shiur. Every couple of years, he would go through the whole shiur, one of his favorites. And I'll say it over. Could be that you heard it already. And the nature of the Kinyan Chalitin. The Gemara has an expression on Daf Mem, Omid Aleph, and it says, Pesabatin. The Kinyan Bifnishnaim, the third line from the top, because Tam Kinyan Xivan. How do you translate that? Kinyan Bifnishnaim. Kinyan Stam means Kinyan Sud, Kinyan Khalifan. Sometimes the Rishonim will spell it Kufnun Yud Yudnun, two Yuds. Or that you should know that it means Kinyan Khalif, Kinyan Stam. So Kinyan Bifnishnaim, Khalifan should be done in the presence of two witnesses. We know that there's a din of Edis who came out of by Kiddushin. And we assume that it applies to Tosafot, assume that it applies to Gittin also. Not all the Rishonim seem to agree, but we assume Gittin and Kiddushin need Eidus L'Kiyum Adov. There's a Maharshal in Gittin. It is on the Marmkemes. There's a Maharshal in Gittin. He didn't put it down. I think it's Gittin Daf Yudalad and Aleph. But the Gemara talks about there are three dinim that are Hilchus Abalai Taima. So Tosafot says, what do the words mean Hilchus Abalai Taima? The Chachamim invented a din of Rabbana for no good reason. That doesn't make any sense. It had a good reason. Hilchus Abalai Taima means that all the dinim the Rabbana, they're usually called the Tikkun Rabbana, came the rest of the Tikkun. These three don't fit into the pattern, doesn't blend in. Usually the Rambam sounds like he writes in Akdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos, he writes Mishnah as the Torah Shepal Peh. And he's going to tell you how many sections, how many parts are there to the Torah Shepal Peh. So he says there are five sections, five parts. And he says three. On the level of the Raisa, Allah Moshe Misina, Torah Shabbat Peh, Pirushim Hamukabalam Moshe Misina, Priyat Sadar means an Esrik, it doesn't stand me 99. Nice fruit. But Rav Soloveitchik always used to mention Ayta Chasayim, that the Rambam writes in Mishnah Torah that it was never taken literally. You have a tradition that that expression, Ayta Chasayim, means moment, that not to be taken literally. It's not that they changed it in the Rabbanan. The Beis Din Shel Moshe VeYoshua, that's the way they always understood. Pirushim HaMekubalim Moshe VeYoshua. Every language has certain expressions. If you look at each word in the dictionary, and you put all the words together, it doesn't add up. But that's what that expression means. The expression has a certain connotation. That's Pirushim HaMekubalim Moshe VeYoshua. Then the Rambam says, part of Torah Shema Peh is Yugim Amin Shatar Nid Resh Hespem, all the dinim that are derived through the, by reading in between the lines. Then the Rambam says that sections 4 and 5, of the Torah Shebal Peh are the Zeres de Rabbanan and the Takonas de Rabbanan. Zeres are the Mitzvahs Loisets and the Takonas de Rabbanan and the Mitzvahs Sets de Rabbanan. And it sounds from the Rambam as if all five blend in to become an integral part of the Torah Shebal Peh on the level of the Raisa, not just the Rabbanan. Rav Soloveitchik spent many years by the giving shiur to the Balabatim on Gemara Brachas. He used to have a Chevet Shas in Manhattan. Every Tuesday night he gave a shiur, so it took him well over 10 years to finish. I was there the last couple of years, but he was learning brachas for many, many years. And someone pointed out, they quoted the name Rav Elbel HaSoloveitchik. Someone pointed out, why did he pick brachas? Brachas, most of the brachas are dinim de Rabbanan, so it's really bittul Torah on the level of the Raisa Salam, Tom Torah and the Rabbanan. Why shouldn't he have learned Zvachim and Menachas, which is like 90% dinim de Raisa? 10% of the Ramos and have more Talmud Torah than Raisa. Rabbi Leib Steinman quotes Rav Elbel HaSoloveitchik said that. He has his wife, Ella B'Tomer. Rabbi Leib Steinman's wife's name was Tomer. So after she passed away, the Talmudim put out two Svarim where they put together things. Rabbi Leib Steinman put out many Svarim. So they picked out from all the Svarim things that have to do with Brisk. Because Rabbi Leib Steinman was born in Brisk. And he remembered Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim died, I think, when he was 6 years old. So he was an extra neighbor of Rav Elbel, I remember Rav Simcha Zelig, I remember the Shul and the Chazan and all the Balabatim. So he wrote, at different times he wrote in his different Svarim things about Brisk, and he gave Shurim and they had everything on tapes, and he gave you chapter and verse, the Talmidim put together everything that he ever said about Brisk. And then they add on that, they showed him the Sefer before they printed it. So these are things, direct quotations from his Svarim that he wrote and that he said. So some of them he said, when he was already 100 years old, he was an old man when they put this up. So some of them said he doesn't remember that at all, but he had said it or he had written it. Others said other things, yeah, he remembered, then he enhanced it, he added on more. So they put out a whole sefer, and Brisk put out a whole sefer about the Chazon Ish, everything that he ever said. everything that he ever wrote about the Chazon Ish. I was very surprised. The Sefer on the Chazon Ish is half the size of the Sefer. He lived in the same city. He lived in Bnei Brak together. They said very little about the Chazon Ish. And Babrisky has twice as much. And the Sefer Babrisky quotes from a Babylon Soloveitchik said like that, that when you learn Dinim the Rabbanan, it's Bittul Torah on the level of the rest. It's only Talmud Torah the Rabbanan. He thought that it wasn't so. He thought like Rav Soloveitchik. So Rav Soloveitchik said it's not correct. All the Dinim the Rabbanan blend in to become an integral chelik of the Torah Shalopet on the level of the Raisa. The Chavis Agavah is only the Rabbanan, but the Chavtsa Shalter it is on the level of the Raisa. How can you split between the Chavtsa Shalter and the Chavis Agavah? So he said, you find it within Beisham HaShita. The Gemara says, Zeh Leviyah Adiv Elikim Chayim. When you learn Beisham HaShita, you look at a mitzvah Talmud Torah, because it's the Chavtsa Shalter on the level of the Raisa. But there's no Chavis Agavah. Also, Kedim Beisham HaLei also will like Lom. You're not allowed to follow Beisham HaShita. It's not, Hey, we had to deal with the Kim Chaim, doesn't mean you can do whatever you don't please. The din is like this hill. It means deal with the Kim Chaim. When you learn Beishama, you yotze Talmud Torah, because Beishama, we were also working with the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpem. So it's a Chepta Shal Torah. So they really did, he didn't mention at that occasion, but this Pirush HaMishnayis and the Hakdamah and the Pirush HaMishnayis at the end of Brachot, the Rambam sounds very much like he said that there are five parts of the Torah Shal HaPeh, and all the dinim the Rabbanim blend in to be an integral part of the Torah Shal HaPeh on the level of the Raisa. So that's probably the reason why we usually say call the Tikkun Rabbanan, okay, the Raisa Tikkun, because all the Dinim the Raisa fit into one big pattern, into one big mosaic. That's how the Chachamim are able to learn that. It says, let's say, Atzvi Shita Mamna, it says by the crushing. So the Gemara learns that from the fact that you need crushing, you can, whenever you need a natural item, it has to be Kedar Kedilos. We always learn that Midin Echad L'Chavera, because we assume all the Dinim in each area of halacha fit into one big system, and then the three different areas, Tumah Betari, the Heter, and Dini Mamas, and all the Dini fit into a pattern. So that's why usually you have called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein, the Rashi Tikkun, so that all the Dini Rabbanan should be able to blend into the pattern. And here the Gemara says in Gittin, Daf Yudal and Aleph, there are three Dini Rabbanan that Hilchus HaBalai Taima doesn't fit into the pattern. So Tais says it doesn't mean that there's no good reason. There is a good reason. So over there, there's a Maharshal that the Ktzais picks up on. We usually don't look in the Maharshals, but the Ktzais looked in all the Maharshals. So the Ktzais was kind enough to point out this Maharshal on the bottom of the Maharshal there. Maharshal says that when you make, Ktzais discusses what the whole Gemara there, you Gimel, you Dalit, so it's about my Mishloshtan. My Mishloshtan is a Takana Rabbana. Why did the Chum have to make my Mishloshtan? There's so many other Kenyan, what do you need that Kenyan for? So Tosfos raises the question, there's a Kenyan Udisa. If I make a Hidos Baldin, that my jacket belongs to you, you're kind of the jacket with the Rabbanim. And I tell you, you're not kind of the Rabbanim, you're kind of. The Samshanim hold the Udisa, not that you're kind of. If we'll go to court, you'll win, because I made a Hidos Baldin, but the jacket doesn't yet belong to you. And Tosfos understands that. So Udisa is a Kenyan Udisa. The jacket already belongs to you with the Rabbanim. So the Marshal, the Tosfos is talking, what do you need my Mishloshtan for? Make an Odisa, shall I make a kin? Odisa, the Rabbanim, my Mishloshtan is my Rabbanim. So make a kinyan, my Mishloshtan. What's a kinyan Odisa? What do they need the whole my Mishloshtan for? So the Mashal has a suggestion there. No, Odisa, you need Edis Lekim Adov. So the Tzais talks about that. Edis Lekim Adov is the Din of Gittin, the Kedushin, Dovah should be ever. Why should it apply to Din of Mamas? So he explains why. Haidor is Baldin. If you make the Haidor, there are no Edim, you can always deny it later. Used to have years ago when I was a student in the college, so there was a dean who would always make deals with the individual students, and he was a religious fellow. So he always used to say, they shouldn't tell anybody, but he's making a deal with the student. So with Benayna the Benatzmenu, there were never any Edim Lekim Adov, and he would back out sometimes, and the students wouldn't be able to prove anything. It was Benayna the Benatzmenu. So that's what Rav Chaim talks about. What is Edus Lekim Adov by getting the position to elevate the level of Das? I shouldn't be able to back out. That's what Rav Chaim thinks. According to the Ramadan, there's no need for Edus Lekim Adov by Yibum and by Chalitza. He quotes the Ruki Yosef and Yevamos writes that you need Edus Lekim Adov by Chalitza. And the common practice is like that. You have a Bezin sitting and then you have two Edim standing because we need Edus Lekim Adov by Chalitza. Rav Chaim explains that the Rambam, he thinks the Rambam doesn't agree. Not necessarily Mucha, but that's Rav Chaim says that you need, they don't need Edus Lekim Adov by Chalitza. Vayibam is a mefurish and machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, machlekes in the Rishonim, where they need edus lekim al nasa. Chaim explains that the Mishlah Melech writes like that, that since Yibam is kind of b'li das, he thought that it was his own wife. He didn't realize that it was the Yibam. But he just was mezana with the Yibam. He didn't have a mind to be kind of, and Yibam is kind of b'li das. It's kind of b'li das, and you don't need edus lekim adav, because the whole need for edus lekim adav is to elevate the level of das, should be a stronger das that you can't deny it later on. But if you don't need das at all, and by Chalitz also you need Kavana, but Al-Pidin, Kavana is not the same as Das. That's what Rab Chaim explains. So that's what the Mishlam, that's what the Tzais explains in this Mahashal in Gittin Daf Yudalit. Why does the Mahashal think that you need Eidus L'Kim Adov all of a sudden? And did him Amunus and Duchirish, the Eidus L'Kim Adov by Kinyon Udisa, the Kinyon of the Rabban? Because the whole Kinyon consists of a Hadaz Badin. You want to make it a stronger Hadas, but then he shouldn't be able to deny. Shouldn't just be Benen or the Ben Hasben is going to back out later on. So if you have Eidus L'Kim Adov, he won't be able to deny it. That's a stronger Hadas Baden. So that's over here. In this Gemara, it says Kinyan Mifishtaim, Kinyan Chalip, and Kinyan Suder. Kinyan Suder. So there's a Machlokes HaRishonim. That's what it means. Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim. The halacha requires Eidus L'Kim Adov by Chalipin. Is that what it means? What does it mean? If a kinyan chalipim was made in the presence of two edim, ain't zoch l'maksoivu. Usually, there's a dinim epiyah v'loim piksovim. That's a gemara gittin afayin aleph. But you have a shtar. So how is a shtar not a violation? How does a shtar exist? Why isn't it a violation of epiyah v'loim piksovim? So Tosfos in Ksubot Avchov and Balamor and all the Rishonim say, whenever the shtar is written, midas hamischayv, then it has a din of shtar. The edim write on their own, it's epiyah v'loim piksovim, not acceptable. And if the one against whom the shtar comes to testify, the loiva tells the edim, I borrowed $1,000 from the malva, because from shtar the loiva, I'll be shame malva ima. So the loiva tells the edim, write a shtar that I borrowed $1,000. So the edim can write a shtar because the loiva told them write a shtar. If the edim see a halva take place, they cannot write a shtar. That's mipia v'lom piksava. But even if they didn't see it take place, but the loiva said it, if they saw or they didn't say, it doesn't matter. If the law that authorizes them to write a shtar, so then it's a shtar, then it's a din of shtar. If it's midas hamitzchayv, then it has a din of shtar. So here the Gemara says, stam kinyan iksiva oimid. If there were two edim watching when the kinyan suda was made, then you know, the edim have a right to write a shtar even without having das hamitzchayv. Is that how you read the Gemara? Kinyan mifineshtayim, if a kinyan was made in the presence of two edim, then in Sochlai Mekseivu, then the Eidim can write the Shtar without Das Mitzrayim, because it's implicit, Stam Kinyan Mekseivu, and it's self-understood that he's authorizing them to write the Shtar. So that's a Machlokes in the Rishon. So the Rambam, when the Gemara in Kiddushin, on Daf Samach, Hayom is based, the Gemara learns after the Pesukim that Kiddushin requires Eidus L'Kim Adova, so the Gemara says, what about Mekach HaMemka? The Gemara says, no. When you go to the store and you buy a box of Cheerios, or you buy some fruits and vegetables, you don't need Eidus L'Kim Adover. You must say, Levi Sahadi Allah the Shakri. The whole existence, the whole creation of Eidus, but Dinim Amis is only for Shakranim, if someone's going to be Makfish. It's only Eidus L'Bir Adover. You don't need Eidus L'Kim Adover. But by Gittin Gedushin, you do need Eidus L'Kim Adover. So the Rambam quotes that in Hilchos Mechira. That there's no need, this is one of these marmakandas here. I think it's Perikain, Bechir al-Lochetes, if I'm not mistaken. The Rambam writes, you don't need Eidus L'Kim Adova by Dinim Amunis. And he says, by Kirchazoka, Kinyakesed, Kinyakhalip, and he lists off all the Kinyonim, Karka, the Tatlin. You don't need Eidus L'Kim Adova, leave beside the other Shakri. So the writer writes a Hasoga. And I call Moedim, not everybody agrees by Kinyan. Kuf nun, yud, yud, nun means Kinyan Chalip. Some disagree. Who disagreed? The Raivin, the Shittim Kovetz is here. Man, of course, the Raivin and his Pirish Hamabasa disagrees. He also said Kinyan Chalip does need Eidus L'Kim Adov. So that's a strange phenomenon. Why should you need Eidus L'Kim Adov? So that's what Tosfos raises the Shaila. How do you translate the words? Kinyan Mifnei Shnayim is like the Raivin, and Chalip needs Eidus L'Kim Adov. Or it means if a kinyan chalipim is made in the presence of two, ain't zoch l'maksoivu. You don't need das hamischayim because it's self understood that there is already das hamischayim. So Tosfos in a few places has this. Here's one. Tosfos doesn't agree with the rabbi. You don't need eidus l'kim adov. Then there's a Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Davar, Tosfos repeat the same thing. And in Kiddushin, the Tosfos has the same thing. So there, when you look in Kiddushin on that daf, the Tosfos HaRosh asks, why in the world did Tosfos have to work so hard to prove that Chalipin does Ne'er Eidus HaKemela? Why in the world should anybody think that you do Ne'er Eidus HaKemela? He doesn't understand what the Ava means. It's not only Ava means, the Rabbi holds that it's a maskot. The Rav Soloveitchik spoke about that. Why should there be an opinion that you need Eidus HaKemela? Maybe it has something to do with that Maharshal that the Tos quoted, that you need Eidus HaKemela, with the Chiddush of the Maharshal, that you need Eidus HaKemela by Kinyan Odisa. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out another strange phenomenon. There is a Gemara Gittin of Chavbeis HaMed Aleph. The Gemara talks about an Otzitz Nakov versus an Otzitz Shenanov. Otzitz Nakov is when you get to Shemitah, when you get to Chumas Chavaisis, when you have an Otzitz Nakov, we assume that there's the Yenika from the ground. So whatever's growing in the Otzitz Nakov is Dinika Mechuv Lekark. If you have an Otzitz Shenanov, then we assume it's not Yenik from the ground, so it's Dinika Metalfim. So the Gemara there in Gittin of Chavbeis HaMed Aleph sounds like it says very explicitly that if you make a Kinyan Chazokah on the earth, in the Otzitz, if it's Dina Kemechuber, then Chazokah works. If it's Otzitz Nakav, if it's Otzitz Shena Nakav, Dina Kitalush, then Kinyan Chazokah doesn't work. Rofik Baputi, you're going to dig a little bit. So it's only kind of if it's in a karka. It's in a metaltalim, the exact same otzitz, doing the exact same thing. But if it's in a metaltalim, then chazok, it does not work, and yikim chuba does work. So the Pnei Yeshua discusses it. Why should it make a difference whether it's in a metaltalim or in a karka? He has two suggestions. So the Nesvibis quotes the second suggestion in the Pnei Yeshua. That kinyan and karka don't work on metaltalim, kinyan and metaltalim don't work on karka. That's halacha. So there seems to be one exception to the rule, kinyan chalipin. Kinyan chalipin works both on karka and on metaltalim. Why should that be so? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, why is chalipin different? So I saw many years ago, maybe 20 years ago, the Stolen Hasidim put out a Torah journal that they send out. I think it's Kovitz, say Sahara, in Israel or something, soft cover Torah journal. So sometimes they have people learning Kovalim, right, Shtikla Torah. Sometimes they have a real Kisveyad from Rishayim. So they printed, they only had 2-3 pages from a Ksaviyad from one of the Balei HaTosfos, Amigilas Ruth. The mazel was, it was on the Psukim of Kinyan Chalipin. So the Rishayim say, in the beginning of Kiddushin, the very beginning of Kiddushin, Mar Azahav Amina, maybe a man can be Mekadosh and Isha with Kinyan Chalipin. So the Gemara explains why it doesn't work. Rashi has one Giras, and Tais has another Giras, of why Chalipin doesn't work by Kedushin. So what was the Hava mean of the Gemara, that Chalipin should work? You have to have a Pasuk to say, Isha Niknis the Kesef B'shtabachaz, no Pasuk by Chalipin. So this Taviyad from the Balei HaTosfos writes, since the Pasuk reads in Megillas Ruth, there's also the Fonim Yisrael, Al-Gulav, Malakayim, Koldover. So the word koldava means anything and everything under the sun is good to be kind of a chalip. It works on karka, it works on the metaltalim, and it works also to create a hischaivus. Like if I don't owe you any money, so in American law, if I don't owe you any money, I can make all the kinyonim I want. I cannot create a hischaivus to give you $1,000 if it's not in exchange for something that you gave me. But in halacha, there is such a thing. I can create a hischaivus yesh meyayin. Ayyadeh Chalipin, Gemara says a lot of times, Kona Miyado. Kona Miyado created his chayvus. Or if you have a star, chayv ani lachman and b'shtar. I write on a document, a piece of paper, hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000. So shtar is kind of his chayvus. That's in Psulat Bav Kud Beis HaMeral, Machlek Sadiach and Rishlokish. And we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, that shtar is also good to create his chayvus. But Chalipin, they all agree, Chalipin is good. So, Kinyan Chalipin, it's good to be kind of karka, to be kind of metaltum, or to create a hischayus. Why? But the answer is based on the pasuk, the kain called up. It's good for anything and everything. And the Gemara used in Abraham, I mean, that it should be good to be kind of issues. And the Gemara gave an explanation why it's not. So why is that takasso? How do you understand that? If kinyan and karka don't work on metaltum, if kinyan and metaltum don't work on karka, how come kinyan chalipin is the one and only exception to the rule that it works on everything? So Rav Soloveitchik gave his shir on this topic. So he pointed out, there's one issue. Why is there Shitas HaRaivah that you need Eidus L'Kayim HaDavar by Chalipin? And how come Chalipin is a Kenyan that works both on Karka and the Taltalan and to create Eidus Chayim? So, if you look on the Sefer Chazanish on Chosha Mishpat, so before the first page of the Sefer, they have, I think, three pages that the Chazanish wrote over from his father. His father is a big Talmid Chacham. That his father brings rayos from quite a few Gemaras, that whenever there's a strong Gemaras Das, the transfer ownership of property, the transference will take effect even without any Maisik Kinyan. Usually the rule is, the first rule in the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, the first line, Hilchos Mechira, Ein HaMekach Nikna B'dvar, just by making an oral declaration, if I declare the jacket belongs to you, it doesn't belong to you. You have to make a Kinyan on the jacket. You can't transfer ownership. In secular law in America, in New York State, you can become a Metaltalim just by oral declaration, and Karka not. For Karka, you need a Maisik Kinyan, and Metaltalim, you can make an oral declaration. The Halacha says he can never create a Kinyan. So the Chazanish quotes from his father, there are Gemaras here and there that seem to indicate that when there's a very strong Gemaras Das, then you can be kind of with just Das alone. A lot of these riots appear in the Rosh Hashanah Chayrus, also in the second Perek. There's a long Rosh Hashanah and he quotes half of the riots that he has. And Moshe Feinstein also has this. Moshe Feinstein has, he didn't write a separate tshuva on this, he tacked it on at the end of another tshuva that's in Chelek Aben Ezer, and in the Mafteach, I don't even think they have it listed. It has this whole bombshell, an original chiddush that I think most of the poskim have not accepted in our generation. But Moshe writes that if I write a secular will, I write this my last will and testament, and I'm giving away, the Mishnah has later on Kuf Lam and Amar Aleph, Abyechem Ambroika says that Tor Nostam Shus Labla Hancha Lachomisha Yirtsa. Basic says a Chumish. He's barely stay Noshim Hachas Nahuva, Hachas Nov Yodel Bonim, Mahuva, Hasnava, Ben Hol Astayo. By Bioma Hilo's Bonam Esa Shilo, Yuchlavaka is Ben Hahuva, Penet Ben Asnava Hapur. So what do you mean Biom Han Hilo is Bonam? When the father is about to give up, the father drops it, and Yerusha goes to the children. What do you mean Han Hilo is Bonam? As if the father is giving over? He's not giving up anything. Malach HaMavis takes the life of the person. And the Mele the Yerusha goes. So you see from the Chumash, HaTorah Nashna Rishus Lav Lahan Chalachom Mishir, so the Torah gives the father the right to make a tzavua, to give to whomever he wants. So the Gemara explained, not exactly to give. Let's say he makes a tzavua, he wants the sons and the daughters to get equally. So that doesn't work. They say, I have six daughters and three sons. But my oldest is a girl, so Alpidin, she doesn't get any Yerusha. So the three sons, Alpidin, get equally 33 1/3%. Each one gets 1/3, 1/3, 1/3. So my three sons, two are in Torah, and one is in business. One is doing very well in business. So he doesn't need my money. He's richer than I'm ever going to be. So I'm going to decide, maybe it's a stupid thing to do. Maybe my son will never forgive me. So if I'll make a tzavo, I leave 40% to this one, 40% to that son, and 20% to the son who's doing very well in business. He doesn't need my Yerusha. So maybe it's a stupid thing to do. Maybe I shouldn't do it. But each one is aligned to get something, so I can change the percentages. I can change the report. But the daughters are not aligned to get anything. So if I write a tzavah, I want all the daughters to get equal share with all the sons. Everybody should get equal. So the Mishnah said that that's not acceptable. So that's a din of tzavua. That's a din of tzavua on the level of the raisa. I forgot how I got to this. What was I talking about right before this?
Relation to Eben Ezer.
Ah, yeah. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Rav Moshe has, he tacks it on at the end of something else in Eben Ezer. It's not the first chelik, one the later chelik. So he says he only made a secular will because if you make a secular will, the government says they will not honor anything b'al peh. Only the last will and testament, or if it's filed in the courts, or if I made another last will and testament. So since the man who goes to the secular courts and he makes a secular will, he knows that that's a strong umdir nemuchach that he really means it. So if he writes in a secular will, he wants a daughter to get equal share with the sons. So it's the koina mikinyan, it's a kinyan. But they didn't make a kinyan. They didn't make a kinyan. So Ramosha says it's a strong gemara's das, and you don't need any kinyan because of the strong gemara's das. I bequeath. I bequeath means that after I die, we have a klal en kinyan lahamisa. Ramosha says no. En kinyan lahamisa means if I make a kinyan, I make a kinyan, I give you ownership of my house starting from September 1st. Then I died in the middle of August. So who did the house belong to in between August and September? Belong to the Yerushim. So when it comes September 1st, it's not my house to give to you. That's why en kinyan lahamisa. But if I write, I bequeath, kol zman that I'm alive, the property should belong to me. And when I will die, then it should belong to you. After I die, it should belong to you. There's no problem with en kinyan lahamisa. I think overwhelming majority of the post can disagree with this. They bring dying Rostas from London. The Chanel Rocha wrote a whole tshuva. He rips this apart. And others also. Many tshuvas from they rip this apart. They say it's against the openigimus. That's what Moshe said. He goes with that Rashash. He doesn't quote the Rashash, but the same thing the Hazanish quoted from his father, and the Rashash to all arise. Moshe goes also like that. Whenever there's a strong Gemiras Das, that the person really wants to be mocked, and there's no need for my Sikinya. And by last will and testament, the government will not honor anything. So there's a very strong Gemiras Das. So the Kinyan is Chal, and even though Enkin Lahamisa, it's not a problem here because there's no gap in between. You don't need to make any Kinyan. You don't need all the books that they write how to make a will that should be binding in secular books. No need for anything. It's good with the secular. So there is such a thing. Dvar ma'niknam ba'mira. The more talk such a thing. Dvar ma'niknam. Whenever this is strong, Amira's das. In fact, in that Gemara in Ksuvas that we mentioned before, on Kuvbeis and Maralev, the Gemara had a machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Shlokish. What if I write a shtar? I hereby obligate myself, yesh me'ayin, to give you $1,000,000. So it's not. It doesn't correspond to anything. It's not in exchange for anything that you're giving me. I didn't destroy your property. I didn't borrow any money. I didn't buy a house of yours. What about being this guy to give $1,000,000? So Rabbi Yochanan says, the kinyan itzchal. If you make the kinyan shtar, kinyan itzchal. So Taisus there, there's a gigantic Taisus on Kuvbeis and Maralev. So in the middle of the Taisus, the Nesivus pulled out this line, like a needle in a haystack, a very big Taisus. So the Nesivus pulls out one line, and he said, the Taisus asked the Kasha, Taisus assumes kinyan and karka don't work on the Talpim, kinyan and Talpim don't work on karka. Like the assumption of the Bnei Yeshua. And the Gemara has a lotion, Metaltum la Bnei Mevet Shtarinim. That's the Gemara in Baba Basra. Shtar is not kind of by Metaltum, it's only kind of by Karka. So, how does it help if I write a Shtar, hit by Abraham myself to give you $1,000, $100,000? How do you treat a Chi of Mammon? Is that Dinika Metaltum and Dinika Karka? Karka Metaltum is when you have a Bien. To have a safer, have a table, that's Metaltum. Have a house, that's Karka. What if I talk about a chi of mammon? It's not a tangible item. It's not a bien. Is that dina kikarka, dina kimetalpu? So the mashma have it, then English boy mala karkos. There's no shvur there, right? On karka, only on the top. What if I say, I lent you $1,000 and your money, you borrowed $100, you didn't borrow $1,000. So that's made of the mitzvah, you swear. So you see that a chi of mammon is treated like metalpulin. Whenever there is a difference between karka and metalpulin, a chi of mammon is not a tangible bien. So Zina can metaltalim. So I said, if it's can metaltalim, so Tais says the kasha, but shtar is not kind of by metaltalim. So how can we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan that chayv ani lachmona bishtar, all right? Hereby abling myself to give you $1,000, and the shtar is kind of his chayvus, but shtar is not kind of metaltalim. So how come shtar works over here? So Tais gives a one-line answer, a little of a big Taisus, and then Sivus quotes that one line. It's not out of context. It's black and white in the middle of it. They should have broken it up into five Taisis, but it's one line in the middle. So Taisis says, no, there's a concept of Dvarim HaNikdim Bamira. So what do you need the shtar for? If it's Dvarim HaNikdim Bamira, no, you need the shtar to demonstrate that there's a stronger Gemira's Das. And then once you have a shtar, it's not beneinu lebein atzmeinu. He wrote a shtar, he wrote it down, and he gave over the shtar to the other. So he elevated the level of das, he made it a stronger das, and then it's dvarma nikta b'amir. In the top of you don't need a kinyan at all. But self-consulting, because it doesn't answer the question. Self-consulting Gemara does say, the Tatlanim Labanim Ebed Shtore Ninu. There is such a Gemara. So I think the Rishonim are not Gemara and Baba Basra. I think the Ritva, if I'm not mistaken, the Ritva says, it doesn't mean that you can't be kind of a Tatlanim with Shtar. It means usually in a Shtar, you have to describe what are you giving ownership. So let's say I had to buy I have two apartments because we had nine children. So you had to buy, we had to take two apartments. I wasn't interested in buying. I was going to rent, but the landlord wanted to make the building go co-op. So I was the first victim. It turned out the table. So he insisted he's not going to rent me in the second apartment unless I buy both. So I had to buy both apartments. So if I want to sell the apartment to someone else, I say, I give you ownership of the two apartments in 24 Bennett, New York City, 10033, apartment 26A and 36A. I describe where it is. So the Ritva says, Matata Labanem Evich Tarnino. How are you going to describe? I'll give you ownership of my sefer Kovetz Meforshim. There are 1,000 copies of the sefer, probably 5,000 copies of the sefer. How can you describe your sefer? I give you ownership of a chair. What chair went chair? If you say karka, he gives the address. So you can describe what the karka is. It doesn't say shtar doesn't work on the top and says, the top and lab and I never shtar in it. It could be, let's say, I own the Mona Lisa. There's only one in the whole wide world. So let's say I'll write a shtar and I say, I hereby give you ownership of the Mona Lisa that I own. So maybe you will help. I don't know. Maybe it's a light plug. I don't know. But that's what the Ritva said. The Gemara never said shtar doesn't work on the Talmud. Shtar would work on the Talmud. Most the Talmud laben emevich shtar nino. It doesn't lend itself to shtar. But if you're using the shtar to create a hischayvus, you don't have to describe which one. I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000. That's a chov in abstract. So you don't have to describe anything. I hereby accept upon myself the hischayvus. So that's what Tosis answers. Shtar works because it's a higher level of das, and every shtar is kind of because Dvarim HaNikdim Ba'Amira. That's a fascinating idea. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. That's what Kinyan Chalipin is all about. Kinyan Chalipin, how come it's good both on Karka and Metalpon? How come the rabbit holds at Timiyadis and Kimadawa? It's taka like that Marshal by Kinyan Udisa. You want Adis Likim Adaba to elevate the level of Das should be a higher level of Das. And when you have a higher level of Das, it's Dvarim HaNikdim Ba'Amira. That was his suggestion. So he brought the Rambam writes in Hilchas Mechira, that same Perek Hei, Halachi Yeralki Besi Gimel. So the Rambam writes there, Yesh Dvarim Harbe Shein Tzrichim Kinyan, Vein LeKinyan Behem Tam. There are different things that you don't need a Kinyan. And not only is it not necessary, even if you make a kinyan, it's irrelevant. It's absolutely lama lama doesn't make him strong. So one of them is, for example, a man wants to divorce his wife. So he appoints a shliach. So the minig still is like that the shliach gives a handkerchief to the husband. And the husband said, by my accepting the handkerchief, I give over the koyach hashlichus to you. Whenever you appoint a shliach, so there was a minig that when we appoint the rabbi as a shliach to sell the chametz to Rabbi Yev. So some people think that they're selling the chametz to the rabbi, but we're not selling the chametz to the rabbi. We're appointing the rabbi as a shliach to sell the chametz to the nochri on Rabbi Yev. So the minig is that the rabbi gives a suitor to the balabos, in exchange for which the balabos gives the koyach hashlichus to the rabbi. So the Rambam writes, mina shlichus doesn't need kinyan suitor. And it doesn't accomplish anything. Nothing is accomplished. So the Chazon Ish stopped reading the Rambam there. So the Rambam says that it's a minig shtus. So in the Chazon Ish and the Stipler, when they were never in that practical rabbinate. So when they would ask the rabbi to sell the chametz on their behalf, they would insist on not making it kinyan chalipin. They said it's a minig shtus. The Rambam says it's ridiculous. The Rav Soloveitchik insisted, what do you mean? The Rambam quotes the minig. You got to observe the minig. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that every practicing rabbi knows that erev Pesach in the morning when he's about to go to sell the chametz to the guy, he's going to get a phone call. One of the balabatim will to excuse himself, I forgot to come to Fashraib in the Chametz to sign on the Shtar HaShoah. Please, I want you to be my shliach to sell the Chametz for me. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, but what's going to be with the Kenyan Suda? The meaning is that they make a Kenyan Suda. So Bishah Sadkaki lived with that, the Kenyan Suda. Rabbi Soloveitchik said, no. He was a big stickler for all the Minhagim. People think that he wasn't some doctor. He was a big stickler on all the Minhagim. Any minhag that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, you got to observe the minhag. He was the Minhagim, the Mishnah Berurah says nobody does that. He did all the Minhagim, whatever it says. He didn't have any Mishnah Berurahs. Mishnah Berurah says nobody does that today. He insisted you got to do that. So he said you have to insist, even though the Baal Bas calling on a telephone, you have to insist to make a, I can make a kinyan chalipin over the telephone. So he said, you asked the Balabas is pulling from his office. He went to work on Erev Pesach, then he realized that he forgot to ask the rabbi to sell the chametz. So he said, Taisus bin Kiddushan, I think of Chavot, Taisus points out that the Kenyan, Evid Knaini, works for Chalitin. So he said, ask the Balabas in the office, is there another Jew there? He should give you his handkerchief as representing me. So it's considered as if I gave you the handkerchief. That's called Kenyan Evid Knaini. Kinyan Evid Knaini. Because the Mishnah talks about how you mishachar an Evid Knaini, either by day shtar or day kesef. The pasuk says by Shivcha Harufa, Havtei lan avdasa, achuv shalan nitan lo. So Havtei lan avdasa means pidyon is usually be kesef. Havtei lan avdasa, she was not nifus be kesef. Achuv shalan nitan lo, 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 me, she goes on shtar. The Shivcha Knaini, so the same thing Evid Knaini, was neither freed nor kesef. No, as they have the Knani of the Shiv Knani is freed through a shtar. So we see the Gemara says in Gitna, two ways to be Mshachar Evid Knani, like they kesef or they shtar. So the Gemara raises the question, how did Evid Knani have money? So it's not such a difficult problem. The truth of the matter, let's say a Nochri had a lot of money and then he decides to sell himself as an Evid Knani. So all the money that he has in the bank doesn't belong to the other. Ashikon Evid Kana Rabbah, strictly speaking, only goes while he's an Evid. If he picks up a $1 million bill in the street, so it belongs to the other. Whatever he acquires as an Evid, whatever he owned before he became an Evid, then he sells himself as an Evid, that still belongs to him. So then if he wants to buy his way out, so he can pay from his own money, he's yotze l'cher, it's all yidei kesef. But the Mishnah raises the issue. That's not a normal case. The guy's a multimillionaire. He sells himself as an Evid. Why should he want to become an Evid Knaini? It's never going to happen like that. So the Mishnah assumes that the guy doesn't have any assets. So how can you have an Evid Knaini? It's all you did, Kesef. So one Tana says, if someone gave money, Matana, Amanashe, and Arabach, Rishuspa, that's a whole like it's Satanayim, is that valid or not? And if you hold that, that's not valid. How do you have a Shikha Evid Knaini? All you did, Kesef. So the Mar says, all you did, Achere. Kesef, all you did, Achere. Some good Samaritan gives $500,000 to the Yodan that he should feed the Evid. But you need that the Evid should give the money. So that's called Kinyan Evid Knaini. When someone else gives the Kesef, that I should be kind. Instead of me giving the Kesef, someone else gives the Kesef, I'm idea. So that's what Tosfos proves, that you can have Kinyan Evid Knaini by Kinyan Chalipin. Let's say by the Chosin's Tish. So the Chosin agrees, he accepts upon himself. The Ikek, the Ksuba has three parts to it. So you have the Ikek Ksuba, which is peanuts. The Ikek Ksuba is 50 sloy. Pidyon HaBen is 5 slugs. So how much is Pidyon HaBen already? Maybe $85 these days, less than $100. So let's say Pidyon HaBen is 5 slugs, and the Ksub is 50 slugs. Amishim Shekel Kesef is Kimor HaBesulas. That's the Ksubas. Ksubas, the Besula is 50 shtot. So whatever Pidyon HaBen is, let's say $100. So 10 times $100 is a ksuba. $10 is $1,000. That's not even enough to buy a cigar. So the whole purpose of the ksuba, she should have money till she gets another shiva. She can't live too long on $1,000. Or 1 week? How long can you live on $1,000? So we add on more. We add on a lot more. So the ksuba is worth much more. Something close to $100,000. So we add to Sefer Ksuba in the Din. So the Ikek Ksuba, even if he doesn't accept it upon himself, that's a Takanas Tanayim. That's called the Tanayim Dezim. But the Sefer Ksuba in the Dunya, the Chosin has to be Mekabal Neschaibas. So the Kala should come in and give her handkerchief to the Chosin and be Koinem Yodah. She becomes the Kala. The Kala is in the other room, in the reception over here, and the Chosin is in this room. So the Eidim give, or the rabbi, the Masada Kedushin gives. So how is that good? The Kaninimine, we the undecided Kaninimine, one of the Kasha Mekanyim. But the Kala didn't you need the Caleb Shalkaina. So the answer is, Midin Aviknaini, it's good. Kesav Adeachem. So Chalipan also works Ayadeachem. So the Rav Soloveitchik had these two suggestions. If the Balabas calls up on Erev Pesach, if the rabbi is running to go sell the chametz to the Nochri, and he's calling from the office and he forgot to authorize the rabbi to sell the chametz, so strictly speaking, Mikra Dini can authorize him Balpeh, you don't have to have anything big son. You don't need a Kinyan Halipin. But the Rambam said that was the meaning, and the meaning is by get also. If the husband sends a shliach to give the get, the shliach makes a kinyan chalipah with the husband, gives a suda to the husband. The husband authorizes him to go act as the shliach. So Rav Soloveitchik said one way to solve the problem is ask the balabas on the phone, is there another Jew there in the office? Let the other Jew give you the handkerchief on my behalf. And be kinyan chalipah mikach din eviknayim. Or if there's no other Jew there, so you can't do that. So he said, let the man on the telephone say, "Belev shalom gamarti v'amarti davazeh." But the Rambam explains the whole reason why you have this meaning that you make a kinyan chalipin when you appoint the shliach is to demonstrate that you're doing the kinyan b'leiv shalom. So the Rambam says, therefore, if the man authorizes me to act as a shliach and he makes a declaration and I'm appointing you as a shliach b'leiv shalom gamarti v'amarti davazeh, then the Rambam says there's no need for the meaning. Then the meaning doesn't apply. The yaitzah the meaning already. If he say b'leiv shalom gamarti not, that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggests. So the Chazanish and the Tzaipalah thought that the Rambam said it's a minig shtus. Rav Soloveitchik said, what do you mean? The Rambam explains what the minig is. And he says, if he says b'leiv shalom gematamat, then you don't need the minig because you're a yotzi. He said b'leiv shalom. But if he doesn't say b'leiv shalom, then you need the kinyan to demonstrate that it is b'leiv shalom. Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's what kinyan chalipin is all about. Kinyan chalipin is just to demonstrate that there's a stronger level of gemiras das. And therefore, it's Dorm HaNikdem Amira. So Dorm HaNikdem Amira works by karka, works by metafel, works to create his charis, works on anything. That's exactly why he says, with Gain called up, it's good for anything and everything. It's not a Kenyan karka, it's not a Kenyan karma, it's not a Kenyan at all. It's just a demonstration that there's a stronger Gemira's das. What can we, if you want to formulate an expression, you want to coin a term over here, coin an expression, that is a higher level of das. Do you ever have a higher level of das? Rav Soloveitchik said, that all the Rishayim, Taisus, and all the Rishayim say, how is a shtar ever valid? Every shtar should be a violation of the Pimalon Piksavam. The answer is, if the shtar is written, midas amischai. So he said, maybe we'll call this higher level of das, a das amischai. By chalipin, it's not enough, das kinyan. You need das amischai. If you're just looking to find an expression, maybe we'll call it das amischai. And maybe that's the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Tam kinyan ektiva oimei." How did most of the Rishonim read the Gemara? Kinyan b'pnei shnayim, not like the Rebbe. The kinyan chalipa must be made in the presence of two eidim because you need eidim who came out over because you want to have a higher level of that. That's how the Rebbe read it, like the Rash, like the Marshal's pshat by the kinyan adisa. So the regular Rishonim, the Rambam, and all the regular Rishonim say no. If a kinyan suda is made in the presence of two eidim, ain't soch lamik sub, usually you have to say das hamischayev. Usually, the one against whom the shtar is going to testify, the marakam, the one who used to own the karka, has to authorize the eidim to write a shtar that he gave over ownership of the karka to the lakeach. But if he made a kinyan chalipin in the presence of two eidim, then we assume stam kinyan exiva I made. So it's implicit that there is das hamischayev here. So what kind of din is that? Stam kinyan iksiva oimei. That's the psychological umdin. We usually use the psychological umdin. It probably meant that if the eidim want, they can write a shtar. So Rav Soloveitchik showed that Rambam is beferish, that it's not a psychological umdin. It's a halacha. How do you see from the Rambam? So the Rambam, the Perkhov test, the Mechira halacha test, the Rambam starts off Perkhov test. There are three people, Cher Shoyt Vikot, who are Alpidin Labanei Das. They can't make anything. I can sell, I can buy, whether they sell or they buy, it's not chal. But with the Rabbanan, they made a takana that the cotton shigir loin is haputas. If the cotton is old enough to understand business a little bit, you're going to sell pule, you're going to sell arabis, you're going to sell whatever, newspapers. If he's a yosim and he doesn't have an apotropis to take care of him, so made a takana the Rabbanan that the cotton is mikra mekach memker memker bimetalfel mshum kadechayev. They should be able to make a pranos. Fine. So then the Rambam says, but it doesn't work by kinyan chalipin. If the kid will be maknit to someone else with kinyan chalipin, it's not going to work. Why not? Because tam kinyan eksiba oimei. This is given. A cotton cannot authorize Adam to sign a shtar. That's out of the question. Because a shtar needs das hamaschai. Cotton is a lot about das. So since the cotton cannot write a shtar, it's tam kinyan leksiva oimet. Kinyan chalipin usually leads up to a shtar, and a shtar cotton can write. So therefore, you can't have chalipin either. Why can't you have chalipin? It's tam kinyan leksiva oimet. If it can lead up to a shtar, if it can lead up to a shtar, it won't lead up to a shtar. There's a connection over here. If it can lead up to a shtar, so the whole kinyan chalipin is tam chal. So if you see from the Rambam that he understood tam kinyan leksiva oimet, it's not a psychological number. He probably meant if to authorize the Eidim, even though he never said it, it's implicit when he made the Kenyan that he's authorizing the Eidim to write. So we assume Tam Kenyan Iksiv Eidim only applies by Kenyan Chalipin. Not all the Rishonim agree. There's a Taisus in Ktubis with Taisus at the Verish. If I sold you the Karka, the Kesef, or the Chazok, he also says Tam Kenyan Iksiv Eidim. But we assume Shulchan Aruch Tam Kenyan like the Rama. Some kinyan ksivah is only if they made a kinyan chalipin. So the Rambam understands that it's not a psychological, it's a halacha. What's the halacha? So Rashi suggests that maybe it means like this. We're fishing around to find an expression. We're trying to say that just like the Marshal said that by Udisa, you need a higher level of das, because that's going to be the whole kinyan. Is the Hedos Baldin. So you have to have Edis Lekim Adover. So we want to have over here, according to the Ravid, you want to have Edis Lekim Adover. And even according to the Rambam, he's saying that's the whole essence of kinyan chalipin. How come it works both on karka and metalpelin? It was never formulated, neither is it kinyan karka nor is it kinyan kaldova. Why anything and everything? It's really dvarim haniktim admirim, like Tosis is said by shtar. That Tosis in Ksuvus could base them on Aleph, chai v'anin lachmanim b'shtar, is that it's dvarim haniktim admirim. So Rav Soloveitchik thought shtar and chalipin are always dvarim haniktim admirim. The chalipin is just a demonstration that there's a stronger gemira's das. Then it's dvarim hanikdim amira, like the Chazon Ish quoted from his Rada, like the Rashash said, like Rav Moshe said, dvarim hanikdim amira. And it's the same by shtar also, because shtar shouldn't really work on mitaltalim. The Gemara said shtar is a kinyan karka, and Tosfos says no, shtar just indicates that there's a stronger gemira's das and the dvarim hanikdim amira. So we're saying the shtar and chalipin are both the same. That so we wanted to formulate a term to call it a higher level das. So I said, instead of calling it kinyan das kinyan, we'll call it das hamischayev. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe that's what the din is, tam kinyan leksiv oimei. You don't need das hamischayev to write a shtar. If there's no das hamischayev, the Eidim can't write a shtar. When there's das hamischayev, even though he didn't authorize writing a shtar, whenever there was a das hamischayev, they made a kinyan chalipin. Kinyan chalipin needs das hamischayev. Whenever there was das hamischayev, you can write a shtar even though there was no das hamischayev on the shtar. As long as there was das hamischayev on the kinyan, there already was das hamischayev, you can write a shtar. There means the Gemara in the end of Bava Kamma, where the Gemara talks about the machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim, about dainin and dinin gamni. If you're mazik, most of the Rishonim assume gamni and groma are two different things. There's a minority opinion that Garmi and Grom is the same thing. And if you hold Danin and Din and the Garmi, then you say the Grom and Menazik and Eschayv. So that's not the accepted opinion. Rashi sounds like he holds like that. Rashi Dan Bava Kamma sounds like he holds like that. The Rambam points out. Rashi seems to say like that. I remember when I was a Talmud in the yeshiva, there was a fellow, Ray Weinberg. He moved there to so many years ago. I don't know if he's still alive. So he published the Ksav Yad from the Rabbein Ephraim, one with the Chatich Nasnerei L'Bishar Yisroel. So in the same Ksav Yad of this Rabbeinu Akraim, Bachatich Nasrael, Bishari Surah, disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam, he has about his sheet, and the Grom Agami is the same thing. Rabban alludes to the sheet, and the Kunch is Din Agami, doesn't tell you who it is. So Ray Weinberg, I remember, he identified that Ben Ephraim holds like that. The Grom Agami is the same. So we don't assume like that. We assume the Grom Ben Ezekiel is Potter. But if it's something in between Orama Masik Be'adayin and Grome, so we call it Garmi or Grome, whatever, call it by different name, and then it's Chayel, maybe Midrabbanan, maybe Midrabbanan. I'll a question about Dina Digarmi. So the Gemara says, what's an example of Dina Digarmi? Hasarev Shtachayv Shalchaveru. I have a star that says somebody owes me $1,000. The guy who owes me the money is not the world's biggest tzaddik. If I'm going to lose the shtar, he's not going to volunteer to pay on his own. If I'll produce a shtar, then he won't have a choice. He'll have to pay. So once some wise guy comes and he destroys the shtar, he burns the shtar. So he caused me to lose the money. The guy's not going to pay me the money because I can't prove that he owes me the money. This character burnt the shtar. So it's not Grama Ben Ezek anymore. Somehow considers that Dina de Garmi. Gemara says, if you pass him like Rav Meir, that's how we pass him. We pass him like Rav Meir. I need a dina gami. So our service to our chal shachaveiroi is chayv to pay. Is chayv to pay for the hefsid. So the Gemara asks the question: how much is he going to pay? What amount did it say in the shtar chayv? If there are two edim who know what it said in the shtar chayv, so they can write him another shtar. So what's the problem? Why should you make the guy pay his mazik? To wait him know what it said in the shtar. So they write him another shtar. If you don't have to wait him and know what it said in the shtar, so how much is the guy going to have to pay? Maybe it didn't say anything in the shtar. Maybe it says he owes him a nickel. So what do you have to pay? The Tesis says, what do you mean? The guy burnt my shtar, and there were two wait him and know what it said. They can write their own shtar. Nobody authorized them to write a shtar. How can you write a shtar without the Hasan Mishtar? The Gemara says, lift the Vali shtar achrin. Let them write another shtar. This is somewhere in Baruch Hama. I have it here. Here, proof. Tzadik Tes on the days. Baruch Hama Tzadik Tes on the days. The top Tesis. Nichtav le-shtar achrina. Write another shtar. The Tesis says, you see from the Gemara, that once there was Dasa Meschaib to write one shtar, even if the shtar was destroyed, but the Reidim who know what it said in the shtar, they can write another shtar. You don't have to have Dasa Meschaib all over again. So Pashup Shat, you can read in the Tesis, once it was Dasa Meschaib to write a shtar, you don't need Dasa Meschaib on each and every shtar. Once it was authorization, the Loiba authorized Edim to write a shtar, and that shtar was burnt. Russia burnt it. But there are two Edim who know what it said. So any Edim can write the shtar on behalf of the Malveh. You don't need Dasa Meschaib to these Edim from the Malveh. As long as the Loiba once gave Dasa Meschaib that there should be a shtar, they have a right to another shtar. So you can say Poshup Shat and Tyson like that. So Rav Soloveitchik said from the Ramam it would appear even more than that. Stam Kinyan Ksiva even means if they made Kinyan Chalipin, we would learn, assuming Stam Kinyan Ksiva is only Chalipin, not if they sold the car, they kesset, they chazon. If they made a Kinyan Chalipin, so there was a Dasa Meschaib on the Chalipin, so then Ain't Sarach Laim Ksiva because there already was a Dasa Meschaib on this Kinyan. You don't even need a Dasa Meschaib on a shtar to be able to write a second shtar. As long as there was a Dasa Meschaib on this matter, there was a Dasa Meschaib because he sold him the karka Aydei Chalipin, so there was a higher level of Das. So Rav Soloveitchik thought maybe it's not just that we're groping for a word to give a title, to give a name to the baby. We want to give a name, a higher level of Das, a stronger level of Das to make it into Dvar HaNikdem Amira. So we're going to call it a Das HaMeschaib instead of calling it a Das Kinyan. No, it's more than that. Chalipin and Shtar are the same thing. They both need a Das HaMeschaib. So if there was a Das HaMeschaib on a Chalipin, then you can write a Shtar without any Das HaMeschaib. What is that all about? Why? And the Rambam says, the cotton, shehilo, and it's haputa, shekeve kinyanim, Amitaltalim can make kinyanim, but he can't make a kinyan chalit. What's the beer hadover? So Absalachik worded it like this. He said, by all other kinyanim, you have a maisi kinyan. Let's say the kid is selling Kool-Aid. He's selling arovas and selling newspapers, whatever. He's making a parnasa. He's a yosem, has an apotropis, the chacham made a takana. Nikha Mekach Mam Kerem Memka Bimitalan Shim Kadecha, we should be able to make a pranas. So Min HaTorah, the din is you make a Maisi Kinyan and you need a Das Kinyan. If you make a Maisi Kinyan without Das, Cherish Ertub Kotnar, Shlosha Nikha Mekach Mam Kerem Memka, the Labane Das, the Kinyan is invalid. So Midi Rabbana, what did they say? Midi Rabbana, they said, not that the Kotna has Das, his Lashon was, the Chachamim are not Chassidus Rebbe, they can't do Mopsim. That was his Lashon. They can't do a Maifis. If the kid is a Labadas, a Labadas. They made a Takana de Rabbana, Hefke Bezim Hefke, that the Kotna makes a Kinyan, the Kinyan is good without Das. But that's only by Medvar Mor, if he made a Kinyan. But by Chalipin, there is no Kinyan. It's just a symbolic act to demonstrate that there's a higher level of Das. And the Das creates the Kinyan. So the kid doesn't have Das. So there's nothing to the whole Iker Chosme HaSefer. There is no Das. So that's why the Rambam puts it together. The Kotten can't make a Kinyan Chalipin. It's Tam Kinyan, Eksiva Oimeid. You can write a Shtar. Why is that? Because there already was a Das HaMeschayev. So since by Kotten there is no Das HaMeschayev, it's not about Das. It's not Shach to write a Shtar. So therefore, it's not shaykh to have a kinyan chalipin here because chalipin needs a das hamischai. The whole essence of the kinyan consists of the das. If there's no das, there's no kinyan. The chachamim didn't make a takana that the kotn is a badas. He does. He's a lot badas. They can't make a moifus. That was his lashon. They're not chassidish rebbe. They can't do a moifus. They can make a takana hefke bez nefke. The kinyan of the kotn is good. The maisi kinyan is good without any das. But by chalipin and by shtar, the essence of the kinyan consists of the das. So he thought that that explains why the Raibid requires Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovah, why the Rambam says by a Kotan you can't make a Kinyan Chalipin because he needs a lot of Das. He thought that also explains the Tosfos in Gittin quotes of Pirush Rashi and Perek HaZov. We don't have this in Perek HaZov. Here in Bavmitzia Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, there's a little Tosfos. So on the side of the Tosfos, they quote a Tosfos in Gittin, I quote a Rashi. We don't have that Rashi in Bob Metzia. The Gemara has a machlekes. It's Mishalav Yishnalav in Asan the Re'evus. So the Gemara asks in Bob Metzia, Mi Nasan the Mi, Mem Zayinam and Allah. So it's a machlekes. So the Kelev Shalkaina, the Kelev Shalmach, who gives the handkerchief to whom? Some of the Rabbanim make a mistake. When they make the Kinyan with the Balabatim, so the Balabas is giving the Rabbi the power of attorney to act on his behalf to sell a chametz. So the rabbi is the kainah. So the rabbi gives a handkerchief to the balabas to be kainah, the right to act on his behalf. So some of the rabbanim make a mistake when they sell the chametz to the guy, they give the handkerchief to the guy. The guy is the kainah. The guy is the kainah and buying chametz. So the guy is supposed to give his handkerchief to the rabbi, not the rabbi gives the handkerchief. The rabbis are so used to giving the handkerchief to the balabatim, they think they give the handkerchief to the guy also. When they sell the chametz, the guy is the kainah. So the din is the caleb shal kainah. So the Gemara has this machlekes Rabbi Levi, and then Zayin Amal Kel Shal Kana Bekel Shal Machlek. So Tosfos quotes a Rashi that we don't have. Tosfos in Gittin quotes a Rashi we don't have. The Pshat in the Gemara either Bekel Shal Kana or Bekel Shal Machlek. That's wild. Which is it? Bekel Shal Kana Bekel Shal Machlek. Like Yiddish folklore, they make fun of the Chazan. He was singing Kabbalah Shabbos. David ben Yisha, Yisha ben David, David ben Yisha, who is it? David ben Yisha, Yisha ben David, who's the father, who's the son? It doesn't matter, Kel Shal Kain and Kel Shal Machna, totally mena kotza la kotza, opposite. So he said, that's Rashi Shita. It's just a symbolic act that demonstrates that there's a higher level of Gemira's Das and Dvam HaNiknim Bamir. So one opinion in the Gemara, Rashi says it within one opinion, it doesn't make a difference whether it's Kel Shal Kain and Kel Shal Machna. You have this symbolic act to demonstrate that there's a strong Gemira's Das. So this creates what we said so far creates a problem. There's a stira in the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says that you don't need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovah by Chalipin, and the Ravid says you do. So the Ravid would appear this whole pshat, and the Rambam disagrees. And then there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid about the cotton. Can a cotton be maknan de Chalipin? So the Rambam says he cannot. Because it's Akhnor Midas. And the Ravid says, what are you talking about? It's a regular Kinyan. So it's a steer in the Rambam, a steer in the Ravid. So he worked hard. That was a little hazy. That was hard to explain. So the Rambam doesn't require Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovah. So that's easy. Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovah is restricted only to get Nikadush. So he doesn't hold like that, Marshal, that you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovah by Kinyan Udis. is given that was done by David Shaviyah. So the Rambam is not difficult, but the Ravid is a steer. The Ravid is one who says he needs to came out of her by Khalip, and so he holds it. It's a haknami das. It's not a maisi kin, just a symbolic act that demonstrates that there's a strong mirror's das and the das alone. So how does the Ravid say that a cotton can make a kinyan chalip? It's a regular chalip and it's mitam kesed. What is he talking about? Not mitam kesed. So that was problematic. Part of this appears in the Birchas Shmuel, or Baruch Be'er Sefer on Kiddushin. At the end of this, he has this. But if I would have not heard it from the Rav, I would have not have understood one word that Rav Baruch Be'er said. Not only would I not have understood, I remember years ago, one of the big Talmidei Chachamim in Torah Das was talking to me about this topic. So he had read Rav Baruch Be'er. I don't know what in the world he understood. He had a different understanding of Rav Baruch Be'er, which I didn't understand what he was talking about. But the way after Rav Soloveitchik gave the shit on the book of Rav Baruch Be'er, now you know that's what Rav Baruch Be'er was talking about. Such a thing as Haknomi Das. In Bava Kamma, Yud Dalet on the base, there's a little Tosfos who disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says that Chalipin will not work to be kind of a star. Rashi thinks, oh, Chalipin, if I have a star chayv, it says somebody owes me $1,000, I want to transfer the star chayv, so if I give the star over, Gemara has a machlekes, but the Osef Nikpas B'Ksiva M'Sira, Osef Nikpas B'Msira, machlekes HaTanoi. So Rashi says, but if you make chalip, then it's good. So Tosfos says, they're not so sure. Tzorchin, they don't think that it's correct. And the Tosfos in Amoriches HaSvina quotes from one of the Goyim, I forgot already, where is it? Baba Bas Ein Zalam and Aleph, Dema Maschal Omer HaMeimar. So Tosfos quotes from Rabbi Yehudoyim, one of the Goyim, that Shtar is not nicknamed b'chalip. Why? So the Pashtus is, that in Baba Basadir, Ayin Zayin Amal Aleph, the Gemara speaks about this machloikas, but the Oseh Niklas and Mesira, Oseh Niklas, Biksiva Mesira. If I have a shtar that says you owe me $1,000, I want to transfer the shtar to someone else. How do you do it? Niksiva Mesira, need Mesira. So the Gemara formulates a cloud, Mili Bimili Loi Miknit. You can't be Makne Adobish Enguf a moment to someone else with a fluky kinyan that just das along. You have to have a real kinyan. So what constitutes a dovish and gufam? If the chayfetz that you're transferring over, the moment that you're transferring over is a mili, it's a dovish and gufam moment. So what are examples of dovish and gufam? And you want to transfer it over with a kinyan that's not an actual maisi kinyan. So what's not called a maisi kinyan? So the Gemara says, chalipin is a kinyan of mili. And what's an object that's mili? So the Gemara says, shtar is a mili, because ain't goof a moment. Shtar represents an amount of money. And then there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, and Memvav Amad Aleph, Memvav Amad Dei. So we pass from Allah, ain't my bear nickname by Chalipin. If I have a sack full of cash, I want to transfer the ownership to someone else. So if I give him the cash, and he picks it up, so he's kind of a kinyan hagbo. What if I have the sack of money at home? I want to be makna the sack of money to someone else, like they Chalipin. So Gemara has a machloikis, and Gemara comes to Maskana, ein ma be'a nikna b'chalipa. Why not? Gemara never explains why. So the Ramban there explains, because matbeya, in a certain sense, is a dovish ein gufa moment, because it could be paslos of Medina. The government can declare that that's no longer legal tender. It's representative. Matbeya always has, part of the value is intrinsic. Golden coins, silver coin, part of the value is intrinsic. How much silver or gold is that? Part of the value, it's representative. So because the government can always void the coin and declare it's no longer legal tender, so we consider some halachas, we consider matbeya as a dovish gufa moment. So that's what the Ramban says. Mili b'mili la miknan. He takes the Gemara and Baba Basra, Ayin Zainam and Aleph, mili b'mili la miknan, and he applies it that kinya chalipin will not be kainan by matbeya, because matbeya is a dovish gufa moment, just like Gemara said in Baba Basra. Shtar is a dovish gufa moment. The matbeah is also davish ein gufa moment. And what kinyan is called mili? So the Gemara says that chalipin is mili. Why is it a mili? Because mili means it's not a maisei kinyan. Chalipin is a symbolic act to demonstrate that there's a higher level of Gemir Mitzvahs, and the Kinyan is Chalai. They merely words. It's just an oral declaration, basically. It's Dvar HaNiknin B'Amira. It's a higher level of Gemir Mitzvahs. So that's called Mili B'Mili L'Niknin. Then the Gemara raised the question. The same discussion in Bava Basra Ayin Zayin, and the same discussion appears in Bava Metzia Yud Aleph on the base. Then you get to a different din. Gemara there in Bava Metzia quotes the Mishnah from Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni that there's a din of Shas Habir. The farmers in Eretz Yisrael have to mafir Shumas and Ma'aseh, and they have to give everything away before Pesach of the fourth year and Pesach of the seventh year. That's called Shas Habir. You have a half. You have 3.5 years. The Paris in the first 3 years, you have until Pesach of the fourth year. And the Paris from the fourth, fifth, sixth year, now until Pesach of the seventh year, to give everything away. Then on Erev Pesach of the fourth year and the seventh year, the farmer recites, Vida Meister, the Arti HaKadosh Ben Abayis, Gam Nisat Lalevi, and so on. So the Gemara tells this story that Tanoim were traveling on the boat in the Mediterranean. They had to go to Rome to negotiate with the Roman government about the issues. So on the boat, they realized it's still going to be Pesach, and he didn't do the beer. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azari was there, Rabbi Kiva was there, so Rabbi Kiva was the Gabbai Tzedokah. So the Tana Rabbi Gamliel, I think, was Makna, the Maisa Oni from the third year, from the sixth year, gave the Maisa Oni to Rabbi Kiva, that's the beer. And then Rabbi Elazar ben Azari was a Kohen, no? He was a Kohen, Dora Siri Ezra. So he was a Kohen. And so he gave the Maaseh Rishon. Ezra made a penalty, so you can give Maaseh Rishon to the Kohen. So he was Machne, the Maaseh Rishon, with the Kinyan Agav. So the Gemara says, why did he have to make a Kinyan Agav? Why did they make a Kinyan Chalipa? And the Gemara says, no, you need Nesina. Matnas Kohuna, Nesina Ksibu. You need Nesina by Matnas Kohuna, by Maaseh Oni, and by Truma, Maaseh Rishon. And Chalipin is not called an Nesina, why not? It's Aknomi Das, it's a Gemara Das, not a Maisik, it's just a symbolic act to demonstrate that this Mir is Das. So the Gemara thought initially that Kinyan Agav is also the same. They thought Kinyan Agav is also. Nechosim Sheinahem Achrayis, Nikim Chosim Vishnal Achrayis, Nekesu Vishtaru Hazokit. To make a Kinyan on the Karka, he can be mocked in the Talsalim without any Maisik Kinyan. So you see that there's such a thing as Haknomi Das. So the Gemara said, no, that's not true. Kinyan Agav is not the same as Chalipin. It's not a Haknomi Das. It's considered a Kinyan. The Kinyan that you made on the carcass considers if you made the Kinyan on the Metaphilim as well. So the Gemara has that both in Bob Metzir, Yud Aleph on the base, and again to the Dino Biur, that you need Nesina Ksibuhu by Matan Skun and Matan Sain. You need Nesina. So all the farmer has is a Taibus Hanoi. He has to do a Nesina. So it's called a Nesina if you make a Agav, but if you make a Chalipin, that's not called a Nesina. It has to dafke be an Agav. And this Gemara said the same, and again, Mili b'mili l'miknan. The Gemara says, Mili b'mili l'miknan. You can't be makne shtar ayidei Chalipin, but you can be makne shtar ayidei Agav. The Gemara quotes, Agav will work on shtar, because Agav is a real bona fide Kenyan. So these are all Marmukhaimis that Rav Soloveitchik tied everything all together to explain this. The last Maramachim, the Piskei HaTosfos, the first Piskei HaTosfos in the second Perek of Mechores, is Mamish against the Gemara in Gittin, the Chabes. The Menchas Chinuch points this out at the end of Chumash Vayikra. The Piskei HaTosfos writes there that you have Metaltalim and you want to transfer ownership to someone else. So just like Chazaka is good to be kind of Karka, so Chazaka is good to be kind of Metaltalim as well. So the Menchas Chinuch says, against the opening Gemara, and Gittin, we said, Gemara said, if you have an Otzitz Naku, whatever grows in Dinik and Karka, Otzitz and Shein and Naku, Dinik and Metaltalim. And Kinyan Chazaka, if you make a Chazaka, it's only good if it's Dinik and Karka, Dinik and Metaltalim is no good. And that's what the Nesivis quoted the Pnei Yeshua on that Gemara. Kinyan and Karka don't work on Metaltalim. Kinyan and Metaltalim don't work on Karka. Chalipin works on both because it's not really a Kinyan. It's an indication that there's a stronger Gemira's Das. And the Kinyan takes effect without any Maaseh Kinyan. So that's what the Menchas Chinuch says, that that's a pel. That Piskei HaTosfos is not correct. You should strike it out. But this was a shiur that Rav Soloveitchik was enjoyed very much saying over. And the part that I didn't say over was the fuzzy part about how do you answer the Raivet. If the Raivet is the one who says you need Eidus Lekim Adova Bechalit, and he holds it Aknomi Das, like the Mashal's shot by the Ukinyun Adisa, so how does he say that the Kotten Shigil and Saputas, it's a regular king? It's not a regular king. He himself said you need Eidus Lekim Adova, a different kind of a king. That's a late, he gave it a Deichik answer. Very good. One of the other Shem that Rav Soloveitchik would say every time that it was Shaykh, to go through all the Rayas and the Baal HaMor and the Ramban back and forth, he loved to say he had a whole beautiful Pshat. The kernels of the Pshat says in Rav Yitzchak Hanan already. He didn't get it from Rav Yitzchak Hanan. And he would explain all the Gemaras and all the Rayas back and forth. This is one of the standard Shur. Like Chacham Avadya, whenever he didn't know what to talk about, so we'd always talk about the gracious of Lonichalei, how many of the Rabbanos do you have to have? A steer in the Mishnah Berurah. He gave the same shir on Wayu twice, a few years apart. He forgot that he gave the same shir 5 years before. So these two, this Kinyan Halipa and this Eidach Fimagaisa, these were two of Rav Soloveitchik's favorite shir. Whenever it would be possible, he would go through the whole spiel from the beginning to the end. Okay, how about Slochan learning? Yeah.